Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning, and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook, and Twitter at US of Ed. Ed, right after we spoke last week, we saw another government shutdown, Republican Senator Rand Paul moving to block the bipartisan funding deal, leading to what I believe was the shortest ever government shutdown, only 6 hours long. Obviously, we've moved past it, but what's the latest?
Well, we haven't moved past it because this deficit is a $1 trillion deficit as far as anyone can see into the future. This is going to press the currency, may have a drag effect on manufacturing and goods, and a tremendous burden to the future of the American people. We haven't heard the end of this. The Democrats clearly aren't going to say much about it because they want to spend money, but somebody has to say something about it soon.
Yeah, regardless of what you think of his politics, you'd have to say Senator Paul had a point when he chose to obstruct. Republicans under Trump seem happy, well, basically to have abandoned any pretense of conservative fiscal responsibility.
Well, they did that under Bush, both Bushes, so it's not a surprise. And then, of course, they did first under Reagan with his supply-side economics. So none of this is a surprise. The question is, can America survive it?
And some are even saying the Republicans are creating a false binary between passing a terrible budget and a government shutdown.
Any way you look at it, a government shutdown would have been far superior to look at the issues than to do what they did. And we still don't have DACA.
Now, something else Republicans don't seem terribly worried about, Russia. Reports indicate Putin and the Russian government are going to continue to try and interfere more and more with the American political process into 2018 and into 2020. Why wouldn't they, after all? Trump and Republicans are doing nothing to stop them.
Well, remember, this is not just a U.S. problem. The Germans are saying the same thing. The Brits are saying the same thing. The Russians are doing this all over the world. So why not the United States? And the Chinese have the same capability. So we're going to see more of the use of digital technologies and interfering with elections everywhere. And you can be sure the United States will do it too. Let's not be alarmed about it. Let's do something about it. We have no single institution in the United States to prevent this. And the United States should be a leader in this area. After all, the U.S. digital. Became the digital nation of the world, should have some capacity here.
Well, as you mentioned there, here in Australia, we've recently passed a number of measures which are partly designed to stop foreign powers from interfering with our electoral process. Most notably, the focus was on China. But as I say, right now, with Trump in the White House, there really just doesn't seem to be any action on the Russians at all.
There won't be. Trump is consumed by his own tenure in office more than he is about this issue. I suspect the Senate's certainly going to come to its senses. Trump appointees are pointing this out as a real danger. So at some point, the United States will do something, and let's hope it's very soon.
Back on the shutdown talk for a moment, a lot of this drama, as you just mentioned there, has revolved around the DACA program and immigration. Trump's position on these issues, it basically changes with the wind. He's now, as far as anyone can nail him down, reversed away from Democrats, reversed away from the bipartisan talks to fully back the GOP's take on immigrants. What's happening?
Well, there are well over a million DACA people, many of whom are serving the nation well. And politically, it's a bad issue to be on the wrong side of. So he wants to take the biggest number he can and throw it out there with the hardest citizenship trajectory for any one of them and get something for himself, and that is the wall. The wall is the most important thing to him, not the DACA kids. So the Democrats are going to have to swallow a wall of some kind and hope in 2018 that they can make that wall into a nothing. By the way, the wall has not helped the Israelis at all. It hasn't helped anybody. It hadn't helped the Chinese 5,000 years ago. Why is it going to help the Democrats or the Republicans today?
An excellent question, I think, right there, Ed. Look, one we didn't really talk about last week, the Stormy Daniels affair, claims that Trump had an affair with the porn star in 2006 and paid her off before the 2016 elections to keep silent about it. Now, Stormy Daniels claims the lawyer who paid her off has breached the agreement, leaving her free to talk about the alleged affair. Some church leaders already gave Trump a mulligan on the affair, and I'm hard-pressed to think any Trumper who stuck with him after grab her by the pussy is going to care. So what's the perceived impact here?
This is a Me Too issue. The more these things stack up, the more the Republicans as a party have to get behind them. And the more they get behind them, the more votes they lose in 2018 elections. The Democrats have had the good grace to leave the Congress, et cetera, state houses and the like when they've been caught. The Republicans have not. Moreover, Trump, in the latest incident with the wife abuser, congratulated the wife abuser and hoped him well and didn't mention the women. So I think he's so far on the wrong side of the women's issue. If I were the Democrats, I'd run a woman in every district that was really contested and just bring out every one of these allegations and don't speak to the issues.
Yeah, that is the White House Secretary Rob Porter, an accused, alleged domestic abuser right there. And as you say, he's come out, Trump has come out and essentially said, well, he said he didn't do it, and I believe him. I'll take his word over the women that are making these kind of claims. It really is astounding. When you talk about the Me Too movement, we're seeing so much backlash against all these different men and these different walks of life, and yet still sitting in the White House, we have Donald Trump very, very tone deaf and really very, very unconcerned with these issues.
Look, May, since the Democrats have no other platform, I'll take this one. Let him keep doing what he's doing. Could you have a better person to run again? Now, clearly Hillary failed, but at some point people are going to vote their own consciences. So, and we have a bit of that issue going on here in Australia with our deputy prime minister. I think the line has been crossed, and women, much like African Americans did, said we're going to take a destiny in our own hands, and it will not be with people like this. So the church movement has to be very careful here. If they continue to back someone like this, the church movement's going to lose members. So as we saw with the Catholic Church and so on, these churches are going to turn a corner and start moving in another direction, and Donald will be holding the bag.
Just briefly, Ed, we've seen another school shooting take place in Florida, 17 dead. The shooter,
17 dead. I thought they were just wounded. I didn't know.
No, this is 17 have been killed. It's actually been called the worst school shooting since Sandy Hook. The shooter's now actually in custody. This has not long happened. Obviously, you are still catching up with this news. Anything to be said that hasn't been said, tragically, 100 times before this?
No. After the 50 went, I figured somebody would do something about it. No one's going to do anything about this. Again, this is a tragedy that should not happen, and we're not going to wake up until there's some strong leadership across the country and in the White House. It's not there now.
Back on the White House, back on politics, I'd just love to know, and this one I think is one we should probably be coming back to every few weeks at the very moment, any takes on the lead up to the 2018 midterms?
Well, I think what's happening now is that the Republicans are so afraid of what's going to happen. They are asking the very conservative people not to run anyone in these elections that might have a chance of defeating their candidate. Remember, originally when Bannon left, they were going to run their own people. I think they're backing off. because this looks like a disaster for them. The Democrats, in the meantime, have to find some really good candidates. A number of them will be women candidates. But at the very best, the Democrats can get the House. And it looks like there's a good chance they might get closer in the Senate, maybe even get the Senate. And they can get the Senate, really, when you think about the three Republicans, the three women Republicans in the Senate who vote with the Democrats a lot. I think if they win a couple more in the Senate and come very close, if not take the House, Donald Trump is a dead duck because there's going to be across the country women and minority issue that will make him pretty much powerless.
Just as a final point, Ed, looking back, Barack Obama, he's been in the news this week. The official White House portraits of both he and wife Michelle have been revealed. Now, the former president, I'd have to say, it's an extremely striking portrait of him. I'm not too fond of people getting a little too goo-goo-eyed over Obama, but certainly I've heard a few people say just how struck they were seeing him talk this week when we've had nothing but Trump, Trump, Trump over the past year. Just how eloquent, funny, genuine Obama comes off in comparison. Any thoughts?
Well, I think he's going to be a force in the 2018 election, and so will Hillary, and so will Joe Biden. So in those tough districts where the Democrats have a chance, I think we're going to see the Obama team out, the Biden team, and the Clinton team, particularly in the women's issues. So the Republicans don't have anything to match this. We'll see what happens, but they've already announced they're coming out, and Oprah will be out as well. So if I were a Republican and only won by 6 or 7%, I'd start be looking for a new job.
Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.